Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄早，姊妹早安。
We have gone through a lot of messages concerning the Word of God.
我们已经关于主的话语讲了几篇的信息。And
this, we can never finish really.
我们绝对不能讲完这个信息。But
we still need to go on.
但是我们必须要继续进行。So
before we start, let's turn our Bible to Psalms 119.
在我开始我今天的信息之前, 请会众把圣经翻到诗篇119篇。
Psalms 119, verse 1 through 16.
诗篇119篇第一节到16节。
I'll read it first in English. Our sister will lead you all in Chinese.
我先用英文读，姊妹跟会众用中文读。
Okay, verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that stick with a whole heart. They also know iniquity, they walk in his way. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereunto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgment of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precept and have rest unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statute. I will not forget thy word.
诗篇第119篇第一节到16节，会众一起读。 行为完全，遵行耶和华律法的，这人便有福。遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人便为有福。这人不做非义的事，但遵行他的道。耶和华啊，我将你的训词吩咐我们，为要我们殷勤遵守。但愿我们行事坚定。 得以遵守你的律例，我看重你的一切命令，就不至于羞愧。我学了你公义的判语，就要以正直的心称谢你。我必守你的律例，求你总不要丢弃我。少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？要遵行你的话。我一心寻求你，求你不要偏离你的命令。 将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。耶和华啊，你是应当称颂的。求你将你的律例教训我。我用嘴唇传扬你口中一切典章，喜悦你的，如同喜悦一切的财物。我要默想你的训词，看重你的道路。我要在你的律例中自乐。
Okay, another verse in the New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
下一节圣经是新约圣经提摩太后书第三章16到17节。
A very popular verse, I'll read it first. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly equipped unto all good works.
提摩太后书第三章16到17节是会众分析的圣经，请大家一起读。教训使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，教属神的人得以完全， 预备行各样的善事。
A better translation here in verse 16 is all scripture is God breathed.
有另外一种更好的翻译，关于第十六节，其实是说神把他的呼吸吹到了这些话语上。
Okay, 圣经是他的呼出。
圣经是。
Amen. Okay, let's have a further word of prayer.
Lord, 让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we just come to your word once again.
主，我们早间再次来到你话语的。
Lord, we open our heart for your speaking this morning.
我们打开我们的心来接受你的话语。
Once again, will your divine breath breathe unto us.
再求你神圣的呼吸来吹到这些话语上。
Oh, that we who are once dead will be alive again.
曾经是在债务里面的人或者死亡过患，让他们再重新活过来。
Lord, we need speaking day by day.
主啊，我们每日都仰望你的恩典。
We just commit your word into your hand.
我们把这些话语仰望在恩主的手中。
Speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
主啊，求你讲话，仆人谨听。
Amen.
Amen.
We have spent two messages concerning the function and the characteristic of the Word of God.
我们已经花了两次的时间来讲关于神话语的特征和功用。
The first message concerning the Word of God is just like a mirror.
第一个神的话语的特征就是神的话语像一面镜子。
You know, it exposes us.
它来剖露我们。
That we might know who we are by nature.
好叫我们知道我们的本性是什么样。
It also revealed to us what we ought to be by the grace of God.
并且藉着神的恩让启示给我们，在神的恩典里面我们应该是什么样。
And it shows us that our Lord Savior Jesus Christ is the one who is transforming us day by day.
我们的主耶稣是那一位唯一的一位能够改变煞能的。
And he's changing us from glory to glory.
他把我们从荣耀带到荣耀当中。
With this one hope that one day we shall be like him.
这有唯一的盼望，我们的盼望就是有一天我们要像我们的主。
That when he comes back,
当他回来的时候，
the Bible tells us we shall be like him and we shall see him as he is.
当圣经上教导我们说，当他回来的时候，我们就会像他，我们就看到他的真相。
On the second message, based on Psalms 19.
还有一节就是根据诗篇十九篇。
So the word of God firstly convinces us.
说到神的话，首先来说服我们。
It convinces us of His glory. It convinces us of His greatness. It convinces us of His goodness.
是向我们述说他的伟大、他的美善和他的能力。
And it also converts us.
同时来改变我们。
A lot of times we talk about the Lord going to transform us.
我们经常说到神的话语具有改变生命的大能。
How do the Lord transform us? The Lord transforms us with His word.
我们的话，神是怎么样改变我们呢？是藉着他的话语。
Through His word, He revealed Him to us.
藉着他的话语我们启示他什么样的一位神。
That his word is that his word is complete.
他的话语是完全的。
He says the Bible says his word is perfect.
圣经上说他的话语是完全的，正确的。
So complete and so perfect, you don't need to add anything on it.
是如此的完全，你不用加任何的话语在他之上。
Also speak about the perfectness of the word of God because it's errorless.
说到神话语的完全，还讲到他的话语绝对没有任何的错误。
You cannot find any fault in the word of God.
你在神的话语当中绝对不会找出任何的差错。
Because the word of God is the breath of God.
因为神的话语就是神的呼吸。
It also speaks about the word of God is so sure.
所以神的话语是如此的坚定。
Because it's a solid foundation.
它是我们坚定的磐石。
It changes not.
他的话语从不改变。
Lots of people change day by day.
许多的人都是每天的改变。
But our God never changes.
但是我们的神永不改变。
Oh, that is the thing that we can put our trust upon.
这就是我们新的创始之根源。
And the word of God is.
神的话语是纯洁的。
In other words, there is no mixture.
换句话就是绝对没有掺杂。
The word of God is clean.
它是绝对纯洁的。
It is like a detergent that cleanses us from all kinds of dirt.
是清洁的，是让我们从污秽中走出来。
The word of God is right.
神的话语是正直的。
Because it leads us to eternal life.
因为它会带到我们到永生的里面。
That's what the Bible tells us. And the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life.
所以神在说我的话语向你们打开的时候，它是灵，是生命。
And the Bible says the word of God is righteous.
圣经上说神的话语是正直的。
Because it sets things right.
是义的，因为它让所有的事情都是正确的。
You want to know what is the standard of living?
让我告诉你，你生活的准则是什么呢？
What is the standard of being a husband, being a wife, being a children?
怎么样做丈夫、做妻子和做孩子呢？
Don't look for tradition.
不要寻求 不要去寻求风俗和
don't look for culture.
不要寻求文化
because all the standards are, you know, you just cannot measure it.
因为所有的这些人所立的标准是不能衡量的。
Some give attention to this, and no, some other culture give attention to that.
有些的文化是注重这方面，有些的文化注重那方面。
But God's word is perfect.
但是神的话语是完全的。
Because He set a standard according to His standard.
他是根据自己的标准设立我们生活的标准。
And therefore, God's word is precious.
所以神的话是宝贵的。
It's like more precious than silver and gold.
比金和银更宝贵。
And also the word of God protects us.
而且神的话语来保护我们。
Well, sometimes, you know, we have the commandments of the Lord before us.
我们经常会有神的法度命令在我们的面前。
We feel like should God controls us?
我们觉得是神要来控制我们吗？
No, not God is going to control us.
不是，神不是要控制管辖我们。
God wants us to live in liberty.
而是神急着他让我们能够活自由的生命。
But living liberty, it should be within the parameters of righteousness and holiness.
如果得到真的自由，能在神的义里面得和他的公义里面得自由。
If we get out of that boundary, then we start to what? To get bounded in sin again.
如果我们走出了他所为我们立的范围，我们就重新被罪所捆绑。
That's why thank God, God's word controls us.
所以感谢主，主的话语是来管制我们的。
And lastly, God's word is profitable.
最后一点，神的话语是极有益处的。
You want to be a perfect man?
你想要成为一个完全人吗？
You want to be a man that is after God's own heart?
你想要成为寻求神心意的人吗？
Well, we better come to the word of God.
你最好来到神的话语的里面。
Because the word of God is a book of guidance.
因为神的话语是我们的指南针。
It guides us unto eternal life.
他带领我们走向永生。
It guides us unto the ways of God.
他带领我们走向他的义路。
Today we thank God for His word.
今天我们感谢神，为着他的话语感谢神。
His word is so powerful.
他的话语是有如此的有能力。
It converts the soul.
他真是转变我们的灵魂。
The word of God also cleanses us.
而且他来让我们认罪。
Sometimes in our weakness we fail into sin.
之后因着我们的软弱，我们犯罪。
The word of God convicts us of sin, unrighteousness, and judgment.
神的话就让我们认罪，让我们知错，让我们就面对神的公义。
Today we thank God.
今天我们感谢神。
Thank God for His word convince us, converts us, and convicts us.
感谢神，神的话语说服我们，改变我们，让我们知罪。
If that is the case, then God's word is so powerful, there is no limit.
那如果这样的话，神的话语就是绝对的有力量，并且毫无界限。
But how come a lot of times in our experience, it seems that the word of God is not that powerful as it should be?
但是在我们的个人的经历当中，我们时常觉得神的话语对我们来说是没有能力而苍白的。
Has God's word lose its power?
难道是神的话语失去了它的力量吗？
No, it's not.
不是的。
The problem is with us.
这个问题在于我们本身。
You know, last time I mentioned about five things.
上一次我提到了五点。
Because of our unwillingness.
是我们不愿意的心。
You know, the book of Matthew says it's just a hen wanted to what? Gather all the chicks around that they would not.
马音当中讲到神要把他所有的儿女来聚集在他的脚前，可是他的子民却不愿意。
The unwillingness.
这个就是不愿意的心。
Number two, the unconcern.
第二点就是漠不关心。
In other words, we had a lukewarm heart.
换一点说，我们就是有不冷不热的心。
But we are just like the saints in Laodicea.
我们就像老底嘉教会一样。
We feel like we have everything already.
我们觉得我们什么都拥有了。
Yet in reality, we are naked, we are blind, we are wretched.
但是事实上我们是赤身裸体瞎眼可怜的。
Today may the Lord really have mercy on our attitude.
今天愿主真是纠正我们的态度。
Every time we come to the word of God, we need to come with a humble heart.
我们每次来到神的话语当中，我们应该存一颗谦卑的心。
We should be concerned about our spiritual condition.
我们应该真的去想想我们属灵的光景如何。
We should be concerned about God's eternal purpose.
我们真的要想神永远的旨意是什么。
Number three, we are that person who is unreasonable.
第三点，我们是一个不讲理的人。
Isaiah chapter 1 says,
以赛亚书第一章讲
Come, let us reason together.
他说来吧，让我们一起更论。
So, though your sins be as red as scarlet, be white as snow.
如果神已经把我们的，难道神没有把我们的罪洗得像雪一样洁白吗？
He said, if you obey my word, then you shall eat the goodness of the land.
如果你听从我的命令，你一定吃这个地上肥美的。
But if you are rebellious, then you shall be perished by the sword.
如果你要悖逆的话，你一定被这地的刀剑所灭亡。
This word really reveals something to us.
这些话语真的向我们有一些启示。
That the word of God is not effective because we had a problem with the lordship of Christ.
我们为什么会有问题？因为我们不尊重主的主权。
In other words, there is a problem of obedience.
换一句话说，就是我们没有顺服的心。
You want God's word to be effective in your life?
你想要神的话语在你的里面有力量、有效果吗？
We need to be obedient to the word of God.
我们必须要来顺服神的话语。
Number four, we because of our uncleanness.
第四点，因着我们的不洁。
Because of our sin, God's word cannot penetrate.
因着我们的不洁，神的话语不能在我们的里面。
Therefore, we need to deal with our sins.
因此，我们要真的对付我们的罪。
Last is our unbelief.
最后一点，我们不信的恶心。
We need to come with a kind of a heart, Lord, I have full faith in your word.
我们要来到神的面前，告诉神，我们要认真对待你的话语。
Now, today, I want to share with you concerning the proof that the Bible is the word of God.
我今天要向弟兄姊妹分析。分享的是圣经的话语，真实的印证。
What is the proof that the Bible is the word of God?
你怎么知道这个圣经是神的话语呢？
Well, I'm not here to lecture.
我在这不是要来讲论。
Sometimes you feel like I'm already Christian so many years. Why you want to tell me what is the proof that the Bible is the word of God?
有些人就说我已经做基督徒做了那么多年，你为什么要告诉我圣经来向我证明圣经是神的话语呢？
Sometimes we need to know what is the proof that the Bible is the word of God.
有的时候我们真的需要一点启示，知道这些就是神的话语。
Sometimes we can use this as a material in our gospel preaching.
有的时候我们需要这一些作为我们传福音的一些材料。
And personally, every time I read concerning the proof, then it revives me.
就个人的经历来说，经常读到这些印证的时候，就令我的灵魂又自苏醒，被复兴起来。
You know, sometimes as Christians, our life is not always on the mountain.
你知道，作为基督徒，我们的生命不是总在巅峰上。
Sometimes God brought us into the valley.
有的时候，神把我们带到低谷里面。
And we still, God's word needs to give us some proof that His word is trustworthy.
有的是藉着圣经上的话语，神给我们这些印证，知道他的话是真实的。
Now I'll give you 5 points concerning what is the proof that the Bible is the word of God.
我要给你讲到五点，为什么这个圣经就是神的话语。
Firstly, concerns scientific accuracy that the Bible is the word of God.
第一点要讲的就是据科学考证来说，圣经的精确性。
Science proves that the Bible is the word of God.
科学家证明圣经上的话语就是神的话语。
You know, in Job chapter 26, verse 7.
在约伯记第二十六章二十七节的时候讲到。
He says that the earth is hanging on nothing.
二十第七节讲到，大地悬在虚空。
You know, during times, people think that the world is carried by a person named Atlas.
在古时候，人们相信一个传说，就是这个世界是被一个巨人，他的名字叫 Atlas.
And when he got tired, he shuddered. Then we have earthquake.
如果他颤抖一下的话，没有劲的话，我们就会有地震。
Quite funny, isn't it?
是很可笑是吗？
But the problem is a lot of people believe that.
但是问题就是许多人相信这个。
You know, but when we return to the word of God,
来我们转向神的话语。
We know clearly that the world is hanging on nothing.
我们根据神的话语就知道大地悬在虚空。
During the modern technology sent satellite to the moon.
在现代的科技当中把卫星放到空中。
And they can take pictures that the world really is hanging on nothing.
就可以发出照片来说，知道地球真的是悬在空中。
Well, another proof. It says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 25.
另外一个证明就是在创世纪第一章二十五节。
That all that God made is according to their what? According to their own kind.
神所创造物都是各从其类。
You know, if I don't want to, you know, that, but concerning birds.
当然有许多的证据。我们今天讲一下关于鸟类。
We know for us birds are all the same.
对我们来说，鸟好都是一样的。
But if we look closely, they are different.
但是我们仔细观察的时候，所有的鸟是不一样的。
Let me use the woodpecker as an example.
让我给你举个例子，来用啄木鸟。
Most of the birds, their claws have one or two.
有许多大多数的鸟，它都是有两个爪子的 the fingers.
Yeah, the claw.
它就是靠着两个，一个或者两个手指
yeah, but,
来抓住木头。
But the woodpecker, every foot has four claws.
但是对于啄木鸟来说，它的每一个爪子有四个。 纸。
Two at the front, two at the back.
有两个在前面，两个在后面。
Why? Because the woodpecker always like to drill holes.
因为这个啄，它总是要啄出一个洞。
Without that firm gripping, he will.
如果它不紧紧的抓住这个树，它就会掉下来。
Another thing.
还有一点。
You know, the bill of the bird is mostly connected to the skull.
大多数的鸟，它的嘴。都是跟他的 脑骨头连在一起的。
But the woodpecker is quite different.
但是啄木鸟的嘴却是不同的。
In between that bill and that skull, there is a spongy tissue in between.
在他的嘴和他的脑部有一个缓冲的地方。
So while the bird is trying to drill holes in countless hours,
当啄木鸟要使劲啄这个树的时候，
this spongy tissue serves as a sharp sawer.
这样的这个缓冲的材料呢，就是让它的减震。
Well, without that spongy tissue, it will hurt the bird, really.
如果没有这个减震的材料在它的身体当中呢，这个力量就会使它受到伤害。
Isn't it wonderful?
这样难道不奇妙吗？
Number three, the tongue of birds mostly is located at the rear of the mouth.
一般来说呢，鸟的舌头都是在 the back or
the back of the mouth.
都是在它的嘴的后面。
But the woodpecker has a very long tongue, about 5 inches long.
但是呢，啄木鸟的舌头非常长，它有大概5英尺。
It coils around the skull of the brain of the bird.
5 inches. 它会一直到它的。
It goes around the skull of the bird.
它会在它的脑骨里面缠绕几圈。
So when after the woodpecker bore a hole,
当这个啄木鸟啄了一个洞的时候，
and this 5-inch tongue will go out and seek for that insect.
它这个长长的舌头就会一直伸出去到这个洞里来去找寻昆虫，难道不奇妙吗？
Genesis chapter we are every single animal is created after its own kind.
所以根据这个创世纪来说，神造万物各从其类。
Now you say, well, I'm not a zoologist. What has that to do with me?
你要说我不是个动物学家，我跟这些你讲的跟我没关系。
Let's talk about human beings.
那我们讲讲人类吧。
You know, Psalms 100 says,
诗篇第139。
King David said, I'm fearfully, wonderfully made.
物造奇妙可畏。
How wonderful are we?
我们是如此的奇妙。
Sometimes we just take it for granted.
我们都想当然的把这个当作一个想当然的事情接受。
You know, when the baby is still in the womb of the mother.
当这个婴儿在母腹里受造的时候。
You know, 1 million optic nerve endings start to grow out of the eye of the baby through the flesh towards the brain.
有100万视觉神经末梢开始从他的脑子里长出来。
And another 1 million coming out of the brain of the baby through the flesh towards the eye.
有另外100万的神经末梢从他的眼睛里长出来。
And every single optic nerve ending should find its mate or partner in order for the baby to see.
这所有的200万的神经末梢，视觉神经末梢都要彼此搭配，好让这个婴儿视觉是正常的。
Not one, not two, not three, but every single optic nerve endings find its partner.
不是一个两个三个，是所有的神经末梢都要找着它的匹配。
Sometimes we feel like, oh, technology nowadays is wonderful.
有的时候我们想到今天的科技是如此的先进。
You can see, you know, the engineers trying to drill a 32 feet tunnel through the mountain.
我们看见许多的这样工程师要在隧道山洞的山洞里面掘隧道，有32
feet in diameter tunnel from one end of the mountain.
32英尺就是很深的一个地方来掘这个隧道。
Then another 32 feet diameter hole through another side of the mountain.
从山洞的另外一边掘另外32英尺。
And they will meet in the middle.
他们这样的话要从左边和右边要同时在中间相遇。
And we say, wow, what a wonderful technology.
我们会想这样的技术真的很高科。
But if you just compare how we can see.
那你就想想神的创造我们怎么看见。
And with human technology.
人的科技。
Man's technology is really run very low.
那是跟神的科技相比人的科技实在不算什么。
Millions of babies have been born every day.
成百万的婴儿每天都在出生。
They can see it's because God caused these optic nerve endings to find its partner.
他们为什么能看见？是因为神的创造让他们所有的视觉神经末梢能够找着自己的匹配。
You see that scientific accuracy proof that the Bible is the Word of God.
你就可以看到，从科学的论证来说，这个圣经就是神的话语。
Now we come to the historical accuracy of the Word of God.
今天现在我们要讲讲这个根据历史学家的考证，圣经是神的话语。
Genesis chapter 11 verse 1 says.
创世纪第十一章第一节说。
He said the earth has one language, one speech.
说到在整个地球上只有一个语言。
It's during after the flood.
是在洪水之后
then there is one speech throughout the whole world.
洪水之后只有一样的
and that people thought, oh, there's no such thing as that.
那人们就认为不可能的
but afterwards they found out that all our languages came from only one source.
后来根据人们的这样的研究发现我们所有的语言的根源是根据都从一个语言研发出来
and because there is only one language,
因着只有一个语言
People rebel against God and build the Tower of Babel.
人们就来悖逆神要建一个巴别塔
A lot of biblical critics said, oh, it's only a folklore.
有许多那些圣经的批评者说这个就是不可信的
But you know what? After on the 19th, 20th century,
但是在19世纪20年代的时候
You know, the French government sent a professor to investigate this case.
有法国的政府就集资来去研究这个事实。
Oh, they found out there is a tablet with an inscription of King Nebuchadnezzar.
他们看发现一个石碑，那个石碑上刻着尼布甲尼撒王的话语。
King Nebuchadnezzar called the Tower of Babel Barzipa.
尼布甲尼撒给这个巴比塔的剩下的这个根基叫了个名字叫
Barzipa.
是。
In other words, tongue tower.
就是万蛇之塔。
This is exactly what Moses was talking about in the book of Genesis.
这个就是摩西在旧约在创世纪里面所讲的巴别塔。
And more than that, let me read to you because I cannot memorize all this inscription.
让我向你读一读，但因为我记不住它这上面所雕刻的话语，就我就给你读一读。
What is written there is exactly what the Bible is talking about.
它上面所记的这些碑上雕刻的文字，就跟圣经上记载的是一样的。
Listen carefully. A former king built it,
就是、
but he did not complete its head.
前朝的王建造它，却没有完成。
Since a remote time, the people abandoned it without order, expressing their words.
在万古以前就停止，就丢弃了它，却没有文字告诉为什么。
Is that what the Bible is talking about?
这难道不是圣经上所讲的吗
？When the people raise up against the Lord and rebel against Him, they start to build a tower that will go up to heaven.
人们急着悖逆，就建这样巴别塔，想要通天的塔。
And the Lord said, "The people are of one speech, so He came down to confound their language."
神说，因为他们都说一种语言，因此他下来变乱了他们的语言。
And they cannot complete the tower because there is a problem with communication.
他们不能再继续建下去，因为他们不能彼此交流。
And therefore, they are not able to complete the Tower of Babel.
因此，他们就不能再继续建巴别塔。
So we can see there is a historical accuracy of what the Bible is talking about.
因此，我们就看到这个历史学家所验证的圣经是真实的。
Another one in what we call in Genesis chapter 41.
还有一个就是在创世纪第四十一章
It's concerning Joseph after he interpreted the dream of Pharaoh.
就讲到约瑟来讲解法老的梦
You know, Pharaoh doesn't understand what his dream.
法老不明白他的什么意思
And he was very troubled. Joseph was brought in.
他就非常的不安，他就招约瑟来见他。
And Joseph said that, you know, the dream means that there will be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine.
他就讲到法老的梦意思就是说七年的丰收和七年的荒年。
During the 19th century,
在十九世纪
，you know they found another inscription in modern day Yemen.
他们在现在的也门的地址上发现了另外一个碑刻的文字。
And this is what is written.
这是所写，这上面写的是这样的。
So we dwelt in this castle 7 years of good life.
我们住在我们的城堡里面过了七年丰收的丰盛的年
Then came years of barren and burnt up
然后七年就是灾荒
when one,
消耗了所有前面的七年的丰收
when one evil years had passed then came another to succeed it
第一年的灾荒过完了第二年又继续
we be as although we have never seen a glimpse of good
没有看见一丁点的大好处
does it sound familiar
这个不难道听起来不熟悉吗
you know when Jacob and his brothers went to Egypt
当雅各带着他的儿子进埃及的时候
At that time they are enjoying the goodness of the land goodness of Egypt for 7 years
他们在埃及里面享受里面一切的好处
but,
七年
but afterwards
但是之后
there is 7 years of famine
有七年的荒年
and that's why Joseph was made like a prime minister to take charge of this project
因此约瑟就做了好像总理大臣似的来掌管埃及全地的事物
during the time of plenty he started to store a lot of food
在七年丰收的时候他开始积攒所有的多余的谷物
that when the 7 years of famine came
当这个七年荒年来临的时候
the nation of Egypt was able to survive
埃及全地可以存活
according to the inscription it was the famine was so grievous they forget the years of plenty
根据这个碑上所立的这些文这个荒年是如此的大青年完全被忘记
If you read Genesis chapter 1 it's exactly what it said
如果你读创世纪里面说的全是这样的
He said the 7 years of famine was so grievous they forgot the 7 years of plenty
说到随后又来七年荒年甚至在埃及都忘了先前的丰收
Is the Bible the word of God?
难道这个圣经不是神的话语吗
Give me an amen
Because
of the scientific accuracy, because of historical accuracy.
不仅根据科学家的论证，而且是历史学家的印证。圣经是神的话语。
Number three, concerning the cohesiveness of the Word of God.
第三点讲着神的话语的一致性、一贯性。
The Bible has 66 books.
你知道圣经有66卷书。
Written in the span of 1600 years.
前后跨越1600年。
More than 40 authors.
有多于40位作者。
Different kind of time slot.
时间的阶段不一样。
There are different status.
不同的生活背景。
Some are fishermen like Peter, Paul, and John. Peter, James, and John.
像彼得、雅各和翰一样，他们是渔夫。
Some are Pharisees.
有人像法利赛人，像保罗。
Some are princes like Moses.
有的却是王子，像摩西。
Some are tax collector like Matthew.
有的是收税的，像马太。
Some are the cupbearer in the king's palace like Nehemiah.
有些是酒镇，像尼希米。
Yet they all speak of one thing.
但是他们都是讲到一件事。
You know, in the span of 1600 years.
在这个跨越1600年的历史当中。
Writing this just one book.
就写下这一本书。
Do you think there will be some discrepancy or disagreement? Yes, there will be.
你难道不认为这么多的作者写下来一定会有前后不一致的状况吗？
But thank God, this book is not a ordinary book. It's the book which is the breath of God.
但是问题就在于这本书不是随便的任何书，它是神的话语，是神的呼吸。
This Bible had only one concern.
这个圣经只有一个焦点。
One concern, the sinfulness of man.
就是关于人的。
There is only one theme, the redemption of God.
只有讲到一个主题，神的救赎。
It speaks of one enemy, Satan.
讲到一个仇敌，就是撒旦。
It speaks of one hero.One Redeemer, our Lord Jesus Christ.
讲到一个英雄，就是我们的救主耶稣基督。
He speaks of one purpose, God's glory.
讲到一个旨意，就是神的荣耀。
If we read through the Bible, this always speaks of these things, right?
如果你这样彻底的从头到尾读圣经，难道不就是围绕这些讲吗？
More than 40 authors.
是超过40位的作者。
In the span of 1600 years.
在跨越1600年的历史。
Yet in one as they speak of all these things.
但是他们只有一个主题，就是讲这些。
The Bible is the word of God.
圣经是神的话语。
Now concerning the fulfilled prophecy.
现在讲一讲关于圣经预言的成就。
You know the prophecy concerning our Lord Jesus, there are more than 300 prophecies in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面超过300处的地方来预言耶稣基督。
But let me give you just one example.
让我给你一个例子。
34 verse 20 says.
诗篇第34章二说
He said, He guarded my bones and none of them will be broken.
他来保护我的骨头让一个都不破裂。
The Gospel of John chapter 19 says,
福音书约翰福音第19章
He said, And the soldier came and saw that he was dead.
当兵丁来的时候看见耶稣已经死了。
And they did not break his bones.
他们没有把他的骨头打断。
You know, there is the custom of the Roman soldiers.
在罗马士兵当中有一个传统。
That every single person who is crucified, in order for him to die, he will also break their leg.
所有上十字架的罪犯在他们死之前都要把他们的骨头打断。
So they will bleed to death and their bone will be broken.
这样他们就不会 not bleed to death or yes.
Bleed to death.
这样他们就会因失血过多而死。
But the Lord Jesus,
但是我们的主耶稣
when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead, they did not break his bones.
他们看见他已经死了就打断他的骨头。
Why?
为什么呢
Because the Bible.
因为圣经上是这样预言的。
You might have this kind of action.
你也许有这样的传统。
But his bone shall not be broken, his bone shall not be broken.
但是圣经上说连一根也不折断他的骨头就真的连一根也不折断。
I tell you there's still a lot more I want to tell, but time has its limit.
我告诉你我有许多的例证但是因为时间的关系我不能一一尽说。
Number five.
第五。
The transforming power of the word of God.
神改变生命的大能
Knowing that all this proof,
知道这一切的证据
If that has not an effect on us, then what is that to me?
如果对我们没有起作用那是什么呢
But let me tell you,
让我告诉你
The word of God transforms people's lives.
神的话语来改变生命
President George Washington once said,
乔治华盛顿美国前任总统乔治华盛顿曾经讲过历史上的总统
He said it is impossible to rightfully govern the world without God and his word
没有神和他的话语是无法正常的来治理一个国家
In other words, even you should accept the fact
是换句话说所有的政客都应该接受圣经
Even though knowledge, but they are not able to govern rightly the people
虽然他们有人的知识但是极致人的知识不能的掌管这个国家
They need the guidance of the word of God to guide them how to make decisions
他们需要神的启示来告诉他们怎么样来引导他们做这个国家的决定
President Abraham Lincoln said
亚伯拉罕林肯曾经说过
He said the Bible is the greatest gift to mankind
圣经是人赐给人的最神赐给人的最好的礼物。
He said the goodness of the Savior is what communicated to us through this book.
救主一切的美善都是藉着圣经来向人们展开的。
If President feel like the Bible is so essential in our life, so much we need to admit that.
如果连总统们都认为圣经是对他们是如此的主要，更何况我们呢
？Not only it saves us, it transforms our lives.
它不仅拯救而我们，并且改变我们的生命。
It influences our daily living.
并且对我们每日活有影响。
One time, Brother Billy Graham went to Haringey Stadium in England to preach the gospel.
有一次，葛培里弟兄到英国的一个大的体育馆去做一个布道。
And you know, British are very proud people.
你知道英国人是非常傲慢的民族。
To them, all the Christianity, you know, the recovery of the Bible is from them.
你知道许多圣经的基督教的恢复是从英国开始。
So they feel they are one in authority to preach the word of God.
所以他们觉得他们才有这样权利来宣讲神的话语。
So for Brother Billy Graham to an American to go to England to preach, they said, let me see what he had to offer.
所以当葛培里弟兄从美国到英国去布道的时候，他们就持怀疑的态度说，让我们看看他能够跟我们讲什么。
But the thing is, when every time Billy Graham speaks, he said, the Bible says that.
但是当葛培里弟兄每次在传讲的时候，他都说圣经上说。
His authority in preaching the word of God is based upon the Bible.
他布道的根由是在圣经。
While he was preaching, there are two persons in the audience keep on talking.
在当他在讲道的时候，在观众席当中有两位一直在讲。
Maybe they are criticizing what Billy Graham is talking about.
也许他们在批评论断他所讲的。
But afterwards, you know, when Billy Graham finished the preaching of the gospel, he make an altar call.
但是当葛培里弟兄布道完毕，他开始做祭坛的呼召的时候
this doctor turned to the person. He said, "I think I need to commit my life to Christ."
这两个人当中有一个是医生，他就对他的坐在他旁边的人说，我认为我要把我的生命奉献给基督。
And the other person said, "I will give back this wallet. I'm a pickpocket."
他说那我现在就把我刚才偷你的那个钱包还给你。
A while ago they are just criticizing.
刚才的时候他们还在批评论断他。
But when the word of God enters into them,
当神的话语进到他们的里面的时候，
the doctor wants to commit his life to Christ.
这个医生他要把自己奉献给神。
This robber repented of what he did.
这个小偷就悔改了他刚才所做的。
Because there is power in the word of God.
为什么呢？因为在神的话语充满能力。
Brothers and sisters, for His word.
弟兄姊妹们，谢神。
Now, what should we do about it?
那我们要做什么呢？
Number one, we need to be appreciative of the word of God.
第一点，我们要感谢神赐给我们这话语。
We need to appreciate that the Bible is a timeless book.
我们要感谢神，把他这个永世的书卷赐给我们。
It is not the book of the year.
他们不是有年限的书卷。
It is not the book of the month.
它也不是有月份的书卷。
This book is the book of the ages.
它是永久的书卷。
Kingdom comes and go.
是所有的王朝来来去去。
But the Bible is here to stay.
但是圣经却永远长存。
You know, there's a person named Voltaire.
有一个人，他名字叫 Voltaire.
He is a what? He is a critic. He is against the Bible.
他是一个批评家，他完全的否认圣经。
This is what he said.
他说。
He said, as I go through the forest of the Scripture.
当我走进圣经话语的森林里的时候，
I will bind them up.
我会把他们捆在一起。
For Christianity will cease to exist in ears.
因为基督徒，
基督教 will exist in 100 years.
在100年之内就亡。
After he died,
当他死了之后，
somebody bought his house.
有人把他的房子给买了。
It is the British Bible Society.
这个买他房子的人就是英国基督教协会。
Today when you go to Voltaire's house.
今天如果你到这个评论家 Voltaire 的家里的时候，
you don't see any of his book.
你看不见他所写的任何书籍。
The whole library is filled with the word of God, the Bible.
你看到这整面墙全都是神的话语。
They can say anything they want to say.
他们愿意说什么，让他们说去吧。
But the Bible is a timeless book.
但是圣经却是永恒的书籍。
It is also the book of life.
它是生命的书籍。
Every time we read the word of God, we gain life.
每次当我们读神的话语的时候，我们就得到生命。
We can all testify this one thing.
我们都可以见证这一点。
Today I can stand here, I can be a Christian because the word of God starts to operate in my heart.
今天我能够站在这里，我可以作为一个基督徒，全是藉着神的话语。
When God's words came into us, we have life.
当神的话到我们的里面的时候，我们就有了生命。
Because the Lord said, "The word I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life."
因为神。藉着他话，我的话讲到你们的里面的时候，那个就有真理，就有生命。
This book is also a truthful book.
这是一个绝对正确的真理的书。
That's why the book of James says the book of the word of God is like a mirror.
所以说，圣经上说它像一面镜子。
It doesn't play politics.
它不会玩政治。
A lot of times, sometimes we play politics.
有的时候我们会玩政治。
In order to get people feel good, we say, "Hey, brother, you're so good."
有的时候我们为了让人们喜悦，我们就说弟兄啊，你真的很好。
But really the Bible, it doesn't care about you feel good or not, he just wants to expose who you are.
但圣经上就是不是不管你的感觉，而是来暴露你是什么样的一个人。
Now let me ask you, how do you appreciate the word of God?
让我问你，你是怎么样来感谢神给我们这样的话语。
There's a lot of young people here. Brother, what is your name?
这年轻人你叫什么名字？
Okay. How do you appreciate the word of God?
你怎么样来感谢神的话语？
道
路，生命。
Amen.
It is the way, the life.
How do you appreciate the word of God?
你怎么样欣赏来感谢神的话语
？Read it. Right.
读。
If we don't read, then we don't appreciate.
如果我们不读，我们怎么能够欣赏享用呢？
You know, it's like when your parents start to cook something.
就像你的父母要给你做一顿饭。
And you came back to school and said, "Oh, everything is good."
你放学回来，你说，真是很棒的饭。
Mom, your food smells good.
你的饭，妈妈，你的饭做的闻起来很香。
But you won't even taste it.
但是你连尝都不尝。
How do you say you appreciate?
你怎么会说你来感谢你妈妈为你做的这顿饭呢？
No, one time my mom and sister went to Taiwan.
有一次我的妈妈去 with a sister.
With a sister, yeah. 一个姊妹。
哦，一个姊妹去台湾。
And you know, Taiwan is famous for the 牛肉面。
台湾的牛肉面很好吃。
The thing is, when they served, they didn't come out on a what a tray.
但是他们回来就是出来的。他们给你吃端牛肉面的时候是放在一个瓶子平的盘子上。
Rather they put the bowl with their hand in the soup.
他们而不是把它放在那个碗里面。
And when you see people touching your soup with their with the tip of your tongue, you don't feel like eating it, right?
你如果看到别人在端你的碗的时候，把他的手指伸到你的汤里，你肯定不想吃。
So my mom said, no, that's okay. I'll just pay everything. I'm going.
那我妈妈就说，那行，我付了钱，但我不太想吃，我要走了。
Oh, you know the owner was so mad.
你知道这个店主很生气。
Because they are famous for this beef noodle soup.
因为他们的这个牛肉面非常有名。
Not eating that is a slap in their face.
如果不吃他做的牛肉面是打他的耳光。
Today, if we say that the word of God is so good,
如果我们今天说神的话语是美善的，
yet we never want to read it.
但是我们不想去读它。
This is really something wrong.
这个是绝对错误的。
Today, we want to appreciate the word of God. We got to read the word of God.
如果今天你想要来感谢神赐你的话语，就应该。来读神的话语。
So we need to appreciate.
所以我们要感谢享用。
Number two, we need to assimilate.
第二点，我们要来吸收神的话语。
How do you assimilate?
你怎么样才能吸收神呢？
The word of God is not just like a textbook.
神不是教科书。
It is life to us.
是对我们来说是生命。
You know, the Bible says that the word of God is just a milk to the baby.
神的话语就像灵粮，像奶一样。
It is a manna in order to fulfill our needs.
就真是完全的适用我们一切的需要。
So how do you read the word of God?
那我们怎么样读主的话语呢？
We need to pray over it.
我们要一次再一次的为这些话语祷告。
You don't just read it like bypassingly.
你不是读读而已。
You need to have a prayerful spirit.
你必须有祷告的心，祷告的灵。
You said, Lord, I just want you to speak to me.
你要对主说，主啊，我求你对我讲话。
You know, when you have this kind of attitude,
当你有这样的态度的时候，
then the word of God starts to be effective.
神的话语开始在你的里面起功用。
I don't have time for us to meet to read, but if you time you read Luke chapter 24.
我现在没有时间读，但是如果你有时间，请读路加福音24章。
It's concerning the two disciples going back to Emmaus.
是讲两位使徒回到以马忤斯。
After the Lord was crucified on the cross.
当我们的主十字架上被钉之后。
They feel so discouraged, so they go back to Emmaus.
他们失去了信心，他们想回到以马忤斯的村庄里。
But the thing is, the Lord appeared to them.
但是神却向他们显现。
Started to open up the scripture to them.
开始对他们展开他的话语。
Then after that, they said, Lord, come and stay with us and not for the night.
之后，这两位门徒就说：“主啊，求你跟我们一起，让跟我们一起度过这个晚上。”
Even though at that time they did not know that this is the Lord.
尽管当时他们没有认出那是他们的主。
But when the Lord broke the bread.
但是当主把他的饼
打开的时候 and their eyes are open,
他上面圣经上说这使徒们他们的眼睛就得开
and their mind was enlightened,
他们的心思意念就被得到启示
they start to
苏醒
they start to know, oh, this is what the Bible is talking about.
他们就知道、哦、原来这就是圣经上所启示的
That's why the Bible tells us afterwards, he said, didn't our heart stir up within us?
他上面书上最后就是说我们的心在我们的里面受到搅动
When we come to the word of God,
换句话说我们来到神的话语的时候
With a proper kind of attitude, our heart is stirred up.
如果我们有正确的态度我们的心就会被搅动起来
Secondly, our eyes are open because we see Jesus.
第二点我们的眼睛被打开是因为我们看到了耶稣
You know, the whole Bible just speaks of one person only, it's our Lord Jesus Christ.
整本圣经只讲到了一位，这一位就是我们的主基督耶稣。
But you said the Pharisees also read the word of God. How come they didn't see it?
你看法利赛人他们也读圣经，为什么他们没看见呢？
Because of the wrong attitude.
因为他们的态度不对。
Today we need to have a humble heart. Lord, I just want to see you in your word.
今天我们要有一个谦卑的心，告诉主，主啊，我想读你的话语。
Not only our heart will burn up, our eyes start to be open to see Jesus.
不光我们的心被火热起来，我们的眼睛也得开，看见基督。
But that's not the end. Our mind is enlightened.
这不是结尾，而且我们的心思得到了启示。
In other words, we start to see what God wants us to see.
我们就看见了神所我们要求我们看到的。
So we need to pray for it.
所以我们要一遍一遍的祷告。
We need to ponder over it.
我们要仔细的寻求思想这些话语。
The Bible tells us, you know, I meditate thy word day and night.
我日夜昼夜思想你的话语。
No, how do you ponder the word of God?
你怎样思想神的话语呢？
You need to ask certain questions.
你必须要问一些问题。
Is there a lesson to learn?
有一个功课需要我学习吗？
A lot of times we don't learn any lesson because we try to read the word of God for other people.
有的时候我们什么功课也没学习，因为我们是为别人读圣经。
And when we talk about faith, this brother lacked faith, or that sister lacked patience.
我们讲到信心的时候，我们就说这位弟兄他需要信心，那位姊妹他需要耐心。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the word of God, we read for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们读圣经的时候，我们是为自己读。
If we read for ourselves, there is a lesson to learn.
如果我们为自己读，我们就知道我们要有功课学习。
Number two, is there a promise to claim?
第二，是不是又是任何的啊神的应许让我们求
？Because we lack faith because we never see the promises of God.
有的时候我们根本没有信心，是什么？我们没有看到神在圣经当中对我们的应许。
May the Lord really open our eyes. Is there a promise to claim?
愿神。开启我们的眼睛，让我们问这个问题：你有没有什么应许让我去所求
？Number three, is there a blessing to enjoy?
第三，有没有什么福气、福分让我们来享受
？So that's why the hymn tells us we need to count our blessing, name them one by one.
所以我们诗歌中唱到，我们应该每日数算我们的恩典。
If we count all our blessing,
如果我们数算我们所有的福分
，then every day we will be praising the Lord.
我们每天都会赞美神。
Number four, is there a commandment to obey?
第四点，我们有没有命令要遵守
？You know, the thing is, we need to obey the commandments of the Lord.
我们需要来遵守神的命令。
I feel this is the biggest turn in our life.
我认为这是我们生命中最大的转折点。
Number five, is there a sin to avoid?
下一点就是有没有罪我们要避免。
You know, the Bible is a book of warning.
圣经是警戒。
You know, tell us, don't do this, you will fall into this.
圣经上要做这个，就是以免你会做这样的错事。
One time, a brother told me,Why are you so strict with your son?
有一个弟兄有一次就问你，为什么你对你儿子如此的严厉？
I said, brother, I'm not being strict.
我告诉他，弟兄，我不是要来严厉。
I just want to protect my son.
我想要保护他。
Let me tell you, if there is a hole in front of you.
我告诉你，如果前面有一个坑。
And it's a deep hole.
是一个很深的坑。
Will you let your son run through the hole?
你会让你的儿子去直接跨越那个坑吗？从他上面跑过去吗？
Sometimes I feel like people's argument are really so funny.
我有时候觉得人的理论是如此的可笑。
Let them learn from their mistake.
让他们从他们的失败中学习。
Sometimes I really scratch my head.
有的时候我真要抠抠我的头。
You let your son fall into that hole and let them climb out of it and learn from their mistake.
你是叫你的儿子去跑到坑掉到坑里面然后从坑里爬出来然后再学他的功课吗
Let me tell you,
让我告诉你
they might fall into the hole and out again.
有的时候他们也许掉下去就没有机会再
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
The word of God is a word, it's a warning.
这个圣经是一个警戒的书
Warning us not because it's a commandment.
警戒我们因为里面有法令法度让我们遵循
Lastly, is there a revelation to see?
最后一点有没有启示给我们
The Bible is a book of revelation.
这个圣经是 整本圣经都有充满了启示
Maybe we read this verse many times.
也许我们读了同样的经节好多好多遍
But at that time when God wants to reveal himself to you, he revealed the same verse.
但是当神要把他的话启示给我们的时候他们就用神就用这样同一句话语对我们心里讲话
So not only we need to pray, we need to ponder upon the word of God.
不仅我们要祷告我们要深思神的话语。
Number three, we need to preserve the word of God.
而且我们要持守神的话语。
You know, thy word have I kept in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
我把你的话语珍藏在我的心中，好叫我不犯罪得罪你。
When you had a garden,
当你有一个花园的时候
，you want to grow some flowers or vegetables.
你想要种一些漂亮的花，种果实、蔬菜。
What is the first thing you need to do?
你挑什么呢
？You got to weed out.
你必须要把草都拔掉。
Yeah, all those weeds, you need to take it out.
那个野草你都要拔掉。
So that the vegetables or the flowers had a free place to grow.
这样的话，你的花和你所种的菜蔬才能够自由的长。
In other words, we need to take out our old concept.
换句话说，我们要把我们旧有固有的。
Yeah, all our old tradition.
固有的那些传统思想都除去。
Sometimes we try to fit in our Chinese tradition into the Word of God.
有的时候我们要把我们中国人的习惯来适用到圣经里面去。
And because of this, there is some conflict.
因为有的时候有一些冲突。
You want the Word of God to be pure?
你想要神的话语是纯洁的吗
？Take away the weeds.
把这个杂草拔掉。
Take away the tradition, old concept.
拿掉你固有的观念和传统。
Then start to plant in the Word of God.
开始在栽种在神的话语当中
Water it
浇水
Fertilize it
来栽培
that it might grow,
它才能增长
and bear fruit,
才能结实
This is how we call to preserve the word of God,
这样才能持守神的话语
Then number four, we need to practice it.
第四点，我们必须操练神的话语
No, Psalms 119 verse 9 says,
诗篇第119章第9节说
How can a young man cleanse his way?
一个少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢
When he take heed to the word of God.
只有遵行你的话语。
You want the word of God to be effective?
你要让神的话语对你的生命有力量吗？
You better get through this hurdle.
你就必须要经过这样的捷径。
Not only we appreciate, not only we ponder, not only we preserve, we need to practice what it said.
我们不仅要感谢享用神的话语，而且要祷告神的话语，并且要持守神的话语，而且我们要使我们神的话语付诸于行动。
For example, the Bible tells us we need to forgive one another.
比如说神说了我们必须彼此原谅。
And the Lord touched our heart that we need to forgive a certain brother.
如果神对我们的心里讲话说我们需要原谅一个弟兄。
What do you need to do? You go and ask for this.
这样我们讨弟兄的原谅，那你要做什么？你就弟兄那儿求他原谅你。
And I tell you, when you ask for that forgiveness,
当我告诉你，当你去求弟兄原谅你的时候
，we practice what God tells us to do.
我们在操练神的话语。
Then it opens up another avenue for God to pour down more blessing.
这样的话，你就把你这个管道疏通，好叫神来倾倒更多的祝福给你。
Lastly, we need to proclaim it.
最后一点，我们要传扬神的话语。
No, I don't like to use the word preach.
我不喜欢说讲
Because every time I say preaching, then they say it's the job of the elders, it's the job of the missionary or preachers. Okay.
如果我说到讲道的话，人们会觉得这个讲道是年长的弟兄姊妹，年长的弟兄或者
同工们，同工们长老
同工长老们的和传教士的工作。
Brothers and sisters, each and every one of us has a duty to proclaim what God has given to us.
是这个其实是每个人的职责。来宣扬神的话语。
We need to preach the gospel.
我们要宣扬神的福音。
And in preaching that gospel,
讲神的福音。
We need to what? To have this commitment.
我们就要有这样的承诺。
For God commanded us, go into the world and make a disciple nation.
因为神告诉我们，你们要走遍地极，来把福音传到世界的每个角落。
Not only to preach the gospel to unbelievers.
不仅把你的福音传给不信的人
But in our daily living among the brothers and sisters, we need to share what God has done for us.
而且在弟兄姊妹当中，我们应该交通神在我们身上所做的事情。
So there is a commitment.
好，叫我们有这样的承诺和委身。
There should be a concern.
第二点，我们必须有一个关心。
In other words, we are concerned what happened after we speak.
那就是说我们讲完之后会有什么事情发生呢
A lot of time when we had an attitude I already preached the gospel You want to accept it or not It's up to you
有的时候我们讲完福音了我们就想我已经该做了我该做的你信不信那是你的事情
You want to go to heaven It's up to you You want to go to hell That's up to you
你如果想进天堂那是你的事你如果要进地狱那也是你的事
That shouldn't be that attitude
我们不应该有这样的态度
We had a commitment
我们有这样的承诺
We had a concern.
我们要这样
We need to pray for them.
我们要为他们祷告
That one day that seed that has been sown into their heart will one
这样我们所栽种的有一天在他们的心中就会长出来
Lastly, we should have that consistency.
最后一点我们要有持续性连贯性
no, I believe after this message everybody will be so excited I want to preach the word of God.
那我想可能我讲完了之后人们就非常热心想要传讲神的话语
But after one week we forget everything.
但是一周之后也许你所有的事情都忘了
That is not consistent.
这样做是没有持续性
Consistent means we need to do it every day.
持续性就是你每天都要做
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们
No, really, I don't have time to speak all of this.
我没有时间去把所有的都覆盖。
But I hope and pray that all these words not only be an encouragement to you, but encouragement to all of you.
我就希望并且祷告所有这些话语成为你们所有人的鼓励。
But especially in this world where everything is in topsy-turvy.
特别是在幕后的时代，一切都处在混乱当中。
And if you look through the newspaper, even the government, you just don't know who need to follow.
如果你看的新闻报纸的时候，你都不知道你要跟随哪个政府。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
As children of God, we know what to follow.
作为神的儿女，我们知道我们要跟随谁。
Because the word of God serves as a source of guidance.
因为神的话语就是我们的指南针。
We love it.
我们爱慕它。
We need to get into it.
我们要 读他的话语，进入到他话语当中。
And because of this, 2 Timothy says it shall be profitable.
因为在提摩太后书当中是说是对我们有益的。
And that the man of God might be perfect, fully equipped for every good work.
这样叫神的人得益完全，预备行各样的善事。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们有一再多一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your speaking this morning.
主耶稣，感谢你早间对我们讲话。
Once again, encourage us through your word.
求你继续激励我们，以你的话语来激励我们。
That your word is a source of victory, a source of guidance.
因为你的话语是我们成功的秘诀和我们的指南针。
A source of joy, a source of hope.
是我们喜乐的秘诀和有福的盼望。
Oh, that when, while we are still here on earth,
然后我们还在这个世上。
We will live and walk by your word.
我藉着你的话语得生存。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.